For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much once again for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning to you. I promised you I would get right to the teaching today. In fact, yesterday when I was recording this, today when I was recording this, I thought, oh my gosh, I get so frustrated when the time runs out because I'm getting right to a point. So I'm literally going to jump right to it. So if you missed Monday or Tuesday, please go to the website and upload them. These are all in order to get at least most of the teaching, but we're talking about power under pressure. Pressure, it's a force. It's compelling you to do something. It's pressing upon you, isn't it? And we've been out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, and Paul, I'm pressed out of measure. And I may strengthen me, Paul said, insomuch that I was despairing even of my very life, but I love this in the same breath. So that our trust was not in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Oh my gracious, I love it. And then he gives this other powerful phrase in the same breath. Now remember, he's burdened beyond measure, pressed beyond measure. But he says, in God, we trust in God who delivered us, past tense, who does deliver us, present tense, and he's still delivering us, future tense. That this is Paul saying this while he's under pressure of wondering about his own life, if he's going to live. His eyes were on God. He says, you know what? God did it then. God's on the scene today. And he'll do it in the future. But we were talking about a teapot and how when you've got the teapot on the hot, fiery stove and the steam starting to rise, instead of lifting the lid of the teapot and just letting your steam, hello, fly all over the place and fly out onto other people, and you're yelling at the dog and you're yelling at the Winn-Dixie checkout lady, put a lid on it. Look to your neighbor and say, put a lid on it. You're in your car with someone, say, put a lid on it. Ooh, I like that phrase. Come on now. Put a lid on it. Put a lid on that tea kettle. Hold that steam and use it, for heaven's sakes. Steam makes a steam engine work. You follow that? A steam engine, hello, uses steam to work. A ship will use steam. They will use the pressure instead of just letting it go and be wasted. What about, we just began yesterday, the need, which is pressure, for money, finances, or a job. Instead of complaining and yelling that you don't have a job or that you need money, look, put a lid on it, thank you, and take the steam and make it drive you to your knees. See, use the pressure to press you to your knees. Pressure is going to move you one way or the other. What about in Mark chapter 5, the woman with the issue of blood? She pressed in and touched the hem, didn't she? She touched the garment of Jesus. Come on. Pressure was hitting her. Man, she needed healing. Instead of just disseminating that pressure, that steam, she pressed in and got a hold of God. What about Paul in Philippians chapter 3? I press. Didn't he say that? See, don't waste the pressure. Make it work for you. Get a lid and put it on that steam. Put a lid on it. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. The violent take the kingdom by force, brothers and sisters. Your prayer being dropped to your knees. I'm going to go through various kinds of pressure this week. Pressure of finances, pressure when you want to sin, pressure of the enemy. But right now I'm on pressure when you need something. You got to pray it through. Prayer is a form, or it can be a force driving you to your knees. For the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed in. She used the pressure. It became a force, not just a little religious form. Come on. When the disciples are watching Jesus go in at a quiet, solitary place and come out different, they said, Lord, teach me to pray. They knew that prayer was not just this form that someone has on a piece of paper. They saw it as a force, and things began to happen. Talking about various kinds of pressure and what to do when the pressure's pressing you, have it drive you to your knees and pray. Finances, jobs, needs. take the pressure, put a lid on the steam, and use it to get answers. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to talk about what happens when you're pressured to sin. Join me tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.